Sunday, April 30th, 2023. Welcome everybody to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This will be my WWE Backlash predictions episode, as WWE Backlash takes place live this coming Saturday, May the 6th, from San Juan, Puerto Rico. You know, this is going to be a stacked show. You know, I don't know if they're going with the WrestleMania Backlash name, or I think it's just Backlash, but either way, this event will have implications from at the after effects from WrestleMania. So it's going to be a great show. Looking forward to watching it. So I'm going to run down the card for you guys, give my predictions for each match. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. As always, follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, The Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, The Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. That's where you can find some live videos from all the events I've attended. This is the audio portion for the podcast. I will be doing a live preview for WWE Backlash on my YouTube channel this coming Saturday. Probably do it around, I think Backlash starts around 8 o'clock, so I'll probably do it around like 4 or 5 for you guys. I'll put it on Twitter, the official time, but it'll be on my YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. So WWE Backlash takes place live May the 6th from the Coliseo de Puerto Rico arena in San Juan, Puerto Rico. This is the first time WWE has held an event in Puerto Rico since New Year's Revolution in January of 2005. And this is the second Backlash event held outside of the United States since 2004. So this is a big deal for Puerto Rico. Like I said, the match card is stacked. As of right now, we have 7 matches for Backlash. And I don't know if we're going to get any more matches announced. But right now, we have 7 matches announced. And like I said, from the top of the card to the bottom of the card, it looks pretty stacked. So I'm going to start off with the 6-man tag team match. It's the Bloodlines, Solo Sikoa, Jey Uso, and Jimmy Uso, with Paul Heyman. They're taking on the team of Matt Riddle and the WWE Undisputed Tag Team Champions, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. This is going to be a good match, you know, especially with all the animosity, the cracks forming in the Bloodline. You know, Roman Reigns, Paul Heyman, Solo Sikoa got drafted to SmackDown. The Usos lost their tag team title rematch this past Friday on SmackDown against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. During that match, Paul Heyman got a call from Roman Reigns, told Solo Sikoa, it's your night, this is your moment. Solo Sikoa was on his way to the ring, I think, to possibly maybe take out the Usos. Either way, Matt Riddle stopped Solo Sikoa from doing whatever he had planned at the end of the match. You know, Jey Uso looked distraught. Solo Sikoa just shook his head. So there's a lot of cracks forming in the Bloodline. Night 2 of WWE Draft takes place tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw. So I think the Usos might get drafted to Raw. I think they might get kicked out of the Bloodline from Roman Reigns. So it's going to be interesting to see who wins this match. I think Solo Sikoa might turn on the Usos and cause them to lose a match, or vice versa. The Usos turn on Solo, and in the end, that will cause even more cracks in the Bloodline. And my picks to win are Matt Riddle, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn. Next up, we have a triple threat match for the WWE United States Championship. It's the WWE United States Champion, A-Town Down, Austin Theory, defending against the almighty Bobby Lashley and the colossal of a man, Bronson Reed. Austin Theory's got his work cut out for him in this one. It's a triple threat. You know, he can lose his title without even being pinned. You know, I think Austin Theory loses here. I would put the title on Bronson Reed. I think Bronson Reed would be a great United States champion. He's got the look. He's got the power, the moveset. I think he could be an unstoppable United States champion. So my pick to win and become the new United States champion at WWE Backlash is Bronson Reed. Next up, we have a match that got made out of nowhere, quite literally. It's Seth freaking Rollins versus Omos with MVP. You know, they announced this match randomly on SmackDown, and I was like, Omos versus Seth Rollins? That's out of nowhere. But I guess maybe they're doing a ranking system. I mean, Seth Rollins is the top guy on Monday Night Raw. I think he'll get drafted to Monday Night Raw tomorrow night. Omos, you know, he's a giant of a man, you know, immovable object. So, you know, this is... it's going to be a good match. Omos and Brock Lesnar, they put on a good match at WrestleMania. I do believe Seth Rollins wins this match. I think maybe with three curb stomps, because Seth Rollins is definitely the guy who's going to win that WWE World Heavyweight Championship at Night of Champions. Seth Rollins is that guy. Seth Rollins is one of the most popular guys in WWE next to Cody Rhodes. So, going to be a fun match. Looking forward to it. And like I said, my pick to win is Seth freaking Rollins. We have the SmackDown Women's Championship on the line. It's the SmackDown Women's Champion, Rhea Ripley, defending against Puerto Rico's own Zelina Vega, repping the LWO. It's going to be a fun match. It's going to be a great showing for Zelina Vega. Now, who wins this match, right? Because the Raw Women's Champion, Bianca Belair, got drafted to SmackDown. I'm guessing Rhea Ripley's going to get drafted to Raw. I don't know what they do there. I don't know if they do the title swap. I don't know if they do... new women's titles, called one the women's world title and the other one the WWE women's title or the women's WWE title, vice versa. Gonna be great showing. As much as it would be cool to see Zelina Vega win that SmackDown Women's Championship in Puerto Rico, Rhea Ripley retains here, in my opinion. Rhea Ripley had a great showing at WrestleMania. I think Rhea Ripley is, you know, she's supposed to be a heel, but she gets cheered a lot. So I think Rhea Ripley will continue that title reign. I think she will defeat Zelina Vega. But either way, I think it's going to be a great match. Now, we have the Raw Women's Championship. The Raw Women's Champion, the EST of WWE, Bianca Belair, who is now part of the SmackDown brand, is facing Io Sky, representing Damage Control. Io Sky is also drafted to SmackDown. So, this is going to be very interesting to see. I don't know if Bianca Belair... still goes into, if they don't do any title swaps on Monday, tomorrow night on Raw, which I don't think they will because they said the draft doesn't fully go into effect after Backlash. I'm going to say Bianca Belair retains, and we'll see what goes from there. But either way, the STWB thinks she retains her Raw Women's Championship this Saturday at WWE Backlash. Next up, we have, which I think is going to be the co-main event. It's Puerto Rico's own. He was supposed to be the host of Backlash, but now he's wrestling at Backlash. Global superstar in the music industry. He's been in some movies as well. It's Bad Bunny taking on Judgment Day's Damian Priest in a San Juan street fight. I think it's going to be a fun match. I think it's going to be a great match. You know, Bad Bunny had a great showing when he teamed with Damian Priest at WrestleMania 37. In Tampa, Florida. I was there for that. That was Bad Bunny's first WrestleMania. I thought he did great. And this is going to be a great match. Who wins this match? I'm going to say Bad Bunny has to win this match, right? It's in Puerto Rico. It's Bad Bunny. It's a sold-out crowd in San Juan. And I'm going to say Bad Bunny wins. I don't know how he wins, but it's a street fight, so... I'm thinking maybe the LWO gets involved, helps Bad Bunny win. Since Bad Bunny, you know, saved Rey Mysterio from losing at WrestleMania, they'll return the favor. And I think we'll get an LWO with Bad Bunny celebration. So my pick to win this Saturday, WWE Backlash, is Bad Bunny. And now the match that I think will be the main event. It's the first time ever. It's the Beast, Brock Lesnar, versus the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. This is going to be a great match. You know, it seems like they're doing, you know, WrestleMania 39 happened, right? I told everyone before, you know, as much as I wanted Cody Rhodes to win at WrestleMania, I knew that Roman Reigns was going to win because it's all about branding and statistics and stats and the history books in WWE. They want Roman Reigns to reach 1,000 days as champion, which he will. He's not defending his title at Backlash. I think Roman Reigns' next title defense will be Night of Champions in Saudi Arabia, which he will, that will be his 1,000th day as champion. So, you know, Roman Reigns got drafted to SmackDown. Cody Rhodes got drafted to Raw. I'm going to say this. Cody Rhodes beats Brock Lesnar at Backlash. Don't know how. I don't know if they're going to change it last minute to no disqualification. I don't know if Brock Lesnar is going to get himself disqualified. Maybe there's an interference from the Bloodline or the Usos, the Bloodline. Maybe someone else comes in there and attacks Brock. I don't know how they're going to do this match. I don't know the finish, but I do know in the end, Cody Rhodes defeats Brock Lesnar at Backlash because they have to be very careful with Cody Rhodes, right? Now, yes, Cody Rhodes got drafted to Raw so he could go win that World Heavyweight Championship at Night Champions. But I don't think that's going to happen because his whole finishing the story revolves around Roman Reigns, the WWE Championship. That's the title he wants. Now, yes, they will probably merge the Undisputed, the Universal title and the WWE title to one, make it the WWE Undisputed title, but it still has that name on it, right? It still has the WWE title name. So I think Cody Rhodes has to beat Brock Lesnar at Backlash. I'm going to say, you know, WWE was just on a world tour over in the, I believe, the United Kingdom, and Cody Rhodes was getting insane reactions. Cody Rhodes is the guy. And yes, Seth Rollins was getting those reactions too. The crowd sang his theme song for 10 minutes straight. So how can you make Seth Rollins your top guy on Raw and Cody Rhodes your top guy? I'm going to say that Seth Rollins wins the tournament and Night of Champions, becomes the inaugural WWE World Heavyweight Champion. I think Cody Rhodes is going to win Money in the Bank, which is taking place in London at the O2 Arena. And yes, I've seen the reports that LA Knight is a front runner to win, but LA Knight doesn't need that briefcase to win. LA Knight can challenge Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight title at SummerSlam. Draft LA Knight to Raw with Seth Rollins. Cody Rhodes needs that Money in the Bank briefcase because he's on Raw and Roman's on SmackDown. Unless they do a trade tomorrow night. Maybe, you know, Roman's like, I'll trade you the Usos to Raw, give me Cody, or something crazy. Or Adam Pearce is like, you know what, Roman, we're putting Cody on SmackDown with you. We'll take the Usos. Something like that. I don't know if they're going to do the trade. I think Cody Rhodes wins Money in the Bank. It'll be a great reaction, a big reaction. And then Cody Rhodes can say, hey, Roman, I won the Money in the Bank briefcase, which means I can challenge for the NXT title. I can challenge for the World Heavyweight title, but I'm going to challenge you. I'm coming to SmackDown. I'm going to challenge you at SummerSlam for the WWE Undisputed title. And then Cody Rhodes defeats Roman Reigns at SummerSlam in Detroit, the same city his father, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, was inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame. And Cody Rhodes finished the story. But either way, they got to be very careful with Cody Rhodes right now. He's hot. He's super over. He's your top guy. He is the guy that should defeat Roman Reigns. So there you go, folks. That has been my WWE Backlash predictions episode. Like I said, WWE Backlash takes place live this Saturday, May the 6th, in San Juan, Puerto Rico. It's going to be a great show. Like I said, I would do a live preview show for you guys on my YouTube channel this Saturday, probably around 4 or 5 o'clock. So definitely head to the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. This Saturday, we feel the backlash from WrestleMania as WWE Backlash takes place. Will the Bloodline, Solo Sikoa, Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso, will they be on the same page? Will they take down KO, Sami Zayn, and Matt Riddle? Or will the cracks in the Bloodline continue? Zelina Vega is challenging Rhea Ripley in her hometown of Puerto Rico for that SmackDown Women's Championship. Will Zelina Vega become the new SmackDown Women's Champion? Or will Rhea Ripley make Zelina's dreams into a nightmare and show Zelina her brutality? And will San Juan, Puerto Rico, see Bad Bunny defeat Damian Priest? Will Damian Priest take out Bad Bunny in the street fight? And for the first time ever, Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes. Will the American Nightmare be able to slay the beast, Brock Lesnar? Or will Brock Lesnar turn Cody Rhodes' backlash into a nightmare? We'll find out live this Saturday. It's WWE Backlash. Till next time.